Welcome to Family Policy Matters, a weekly podcast and radio show produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Hi, I'm John Rustin, president of NC Family. And each week on Family Policy Matters, we welcome experts and policy leaders to discuss topics that impact faith and family here in North Carolina. Our prayer is that this program will help encourage and equip you to be a voice of persuasion for family values in your community, state, and nation. And now here's the host of Family Policy Matters, Tracy DeVette Griggs.
Thanks for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It's a nightmare that many of us cannot possibly imagine. But for approximately 1 in 6,000 pregnancies, the expectant parents receive the news that their child is expected to be born severely disabled or die before or shortly after birth. Mary Zock is director of the Center for Human Dignity at Family Research Council. She joins us today to discuss a new report she co-authored entitled Perinatal Hospice, a Compassionate Life-Affirming Option. Mary Zock, welcome to Family Policy Matters.
Thanks so much for having me.
Why is this an important topic that we, especially as Christians, need to be talking about and know about?
Well, since the Dobbs decision, we have seen the pro-abortion industry move to using these stories of tragic and heartbreaking cases where mothers and fathers find out that their child is very sick in the womb and that their child likely is so sick that he or she will die before they're born, or the doctors assume will live a very short life. But what we have seen the response to this be, instead of it being compassion and love and support for that family, we've seen the response be legislators working to ensure that those parents can have an abortionist kill their unborn child. And this is a tragedy, not only because every life has value and worth, but also because we are making it harder for parents to choose life. And for parents to stand up for the dignity of their unborn child when we allow laws like this to pass. So in starting this study, we were hoping to identify another option for parents, something that is the life-affirming choice, something that is better, that as Christians, we should be committed to. And so we identified perinatal hospice as that option. This is a beautiful life-affirming choice for parents. We know that every life is a gift from God. Every human being is made in his image and likeness, and therefore has worth beyond what any of us could imagine. And as God is the author of life, only he can decide when life begins and when life ends. But what we know for moms and dads in this situation is that if physicians are correct, and that is a big if they are correct and their child will die before their child is born, the result of having an abortion or of carrying their child to term will be that their child dies in both cases. In one instance, though, those parents surrounded their child with love and care and cherished every single minute with that baby until God called him or her home. In the other, that child is treated as if he or she is expendable, and an abortionist is paid to end that baby's life. What changes is the middle part, is how the parents encounter this baby, whether they surround that baby with love and support or whether they treat that child as someone who can just be eliminated.
So now you did say the big if. So are you finding that there are diagnoses that are inaccurate, that people are told their baby surely will not live and yet they are born and do live?
It's really hard to get really great statistics on abortion in the United States or on prenatal diagnoses because there is no reporting requirement for abortion in the U.S. But what we do know is that with the non-invasive testing, the New York Times actually did an expose on this last spring where they reported that 85% of the time, those tests are wrong. So that means that 85% of the time parents are told there is a high likelihood that your child has one of these life-limiting fetal anomalies, and they're wrong. Now, we know that every child, regardless of what that test says, has incalculable worth, But for many parents, this does make a difference. And those testing companies should be held accountable. And what we do know about them is that many of them have ties to the abortion industry. And so we really need to be examining, why are we even doing this testing if there's nothing that we can do to help a child in utero with some sort of genetic anomaly?
So you said 85% of the non-invasive tests, and of course, I think we know that there are more invasive tests that can probably give a more certain answer, but are you finding that people are basing their decisions on whether or not to keep the baby on these non-invasive and highly inaccurate tests?
Sure. So what we know is that these tests are screenings. They are not meant to be diagnostic. But if you look at the websites of the manufacturers of these tests, oftentimes they're presented as if they are in fact diagnostic. And so parents are left thinking that this is a certainty, when in fact it is just a likelihood. And so, yes, some parents do in fact make a decision to end their child's life, to have an abortionist in their child's life based on those tests.
You're listening to Family Policy Matters, a weekly radio show and podcast produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council. This is just one of the many ways NC Family works to educate and inform citizens about issues that impact faith and family here in North Carolina. Our vision is to create a state and nation where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished. For more information about NC Family and how you can partner with us in pursuit of this vision, visit our website at ncfamily.org and be sure to sign up to receive our email updates, action alerts, and Family North Carolina magazine. You can also follow us on social media at NC Family Policy. That's at NC Family Policy.
Tell us about perinatal hospice. I think many of our listeners may have never even heard that there was such a thing. Tell us what they do and where can we find that, say, if we needed to refer someone to that.
When parents receive a diagnosis of a genetic anomaly and they're told that this diagnosis is life-limiting for their child, or some are told that their child will die before birth or shortly after, we know that parents need support and loving care. And so there are a number of organizations around the country who are willing to be there with couples to help them get actual accurate information about their child's diagnosis, to refer them to a life-affirming physician who will tell them what the possible outcomes could be for their child's future. We know that there are, in many cases, physicians cannot actually tell you what this child's genetic anomaly will present as, what that baby will be like. They can't know until they meet the baby. They can't know how that baby's going to do. But we do know that these organizations can provide a birth plan that works to help eliminate any potential suffering that their child might feel. They'll be there with support groups. They'll connect couples to others who have also experienced a similar diagnosis. They'll help with pictures, with mementos of their child, extra sonograms. Some of them are connected to OBGYNs and they offer care right there. They'll help with funeral planning in the event that the child does die. And then after the child's death, they offer support and love to that family. And they offer the knowledge that this is coming from women, typically women, who have also experienced this. And so there is really just this feeling of being surrounded with love.
How would we go about looking for one of these organizations? And if somebody hears us and they're like, I'd like to start one of these type organizations in our community, is there a best practices type of a group that you would refer them to?
You are blessed to be in North Carolina, where Be Not Afraid is. And Be Not Afraid was really at the forefront of perinatal hospice. Tracy Windsor, the founder of it, is really an expert on perinatal hospice care. And she does help with training others in perinatal hospice. And she has best practices that can be used to support others in need. So really check out Be Not Afraid. And it certainly is an excellent organization to refer anyone from across the country to. But we had other organizations that we worked with as well. And each of these, they're listed in our report, each of these were excellent sources of support for couples facing an adverse prenatal diagnosis.
Well, tell us about this research project that you did. Why did you think it was necessary to do it, and what were your findings?
We saw that around the country, Democrats were pushing legislation that were pushing for, in states that were pushing pro-life laws, Democrats were pushing for exceptions for babies who had fetal anomalies. And this type of eugenic mentality is something that we needed to combat. And what we found was that abortion is not the best or only solution for a woman who has a child who has an adverse fetal anomaly. We know that the couples who did choose life for their child and were supported by perinatal hospice, that an overwhelming majority of them said that they were very confident in their decision to carry their child to term, and that none of the women we surveyed said that they were not at all confident in this decision. So we know that perinatal hospice is making a difference in the lives of these couples. And we know that it is certainly the Christian approach, the life-affirming approach to helping a child who has devastating disabilities in the womb.
We're about out of time. Before we go, Mary Zock, where can our listeners go to not only find this report, Perinatal Hospice, a Compassionate Life-Affirming Option, but also just to follow your good work in other areas? Talk about not only where they can find this, but other resources that might be available to them.
At frc.org, you can find the Perinatal Hospice Report. It's frc.org/perinatal hospice. And there, and through our online publication, Washington Watch, we have a number of life-affirming resources for those who would like to promote the dignity of every human person at every stage.
Okay. And you are the director of the Center for Human Dignity there. Are there other resources that people might be interested in checking out?
Certainly, yes. Especially as we approach the upcoming election, we have a series on the difficult conversations surrounding abortion that you might have. These include the conversation of rape and incest, of ectopic pregnancy, of life of the mother, and of adverse prenatal diagnosis. We have a very lengthy but very good publication on the chemical abortion drug mifepristone, which will be the subject of the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine versus the FDA Supreme Court case next week. We have a number of other resources, including one on how to change your pro-choice friend's heart, that really talks about the importance of listening and of sharing the stories that really touch people's hearts and change their mind about abortion. So we have a number of these resources. Would love for you to check them out.
All right. Mary Zock, Director of the Center for Human Dignity at Family Research Council, thank you so much for being with us today on Family Policy Matters.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to Family Policy Matters. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. To learn more about NC Family and the work we do to promote and preserve faith and family in North Carolina, visit our website at ncfamily.org. That's ncfamily.org. And check us out on social media at NC Family Policy. Thanks, and may God bless you and your family.